This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Yeah, the hitman knows he's been cheated. 3 a.m.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar. Get up.
InfoWars is a testament to resistance. I mean, just I'm an average guy from Texas, started my political resistance 25 years ago. Within about 3 years, about to be 22 years, within about 3.5 years, I was on local access TV. I was known on talk radio. Then within 20 years ago, I had a job in radio. 19 years ago, it had number one ratings at night. 18 years ago or 19 years ago, it was syndicated on limited syndication. But you couldn't stop me. I was like, I'm on this little syndicator on 10 or 15 stations, and I want to buy time on shortwave. You mean, well, sure, you won't make money. You don't even sell products. I don't care. I'm going to take the money I make off local radio, because I was also a salesman. Some months I was making like $20,000 in sales separate from my own show, and I was out there selling, because I'd take that money and buy shortwave radio and buy cameras and buy computers. I was in a war. You weren't going to stop me. I knew we had to warn everybody, but I always thought, I'm going to warn everybody, and then these other people are going to rise up and be leaders and defeat it. That's finally happening with Trump, but it ended up that I was one of the main leaders, which I don't even want. It's like crazy. It's biblical. I didn't want it. I would always say, I'm looking for leaders. Who's going to stand up? Where are you? You know, this is happening. Here's the documentation. I just thought I'd alert. We're under attack. The drawbridge is down. Alert. And turned out I had to climb down there and take on the globalists as well. But you know who was right beside me, in front of me, at my heart, and behind me? It was you. It was always you. Just like they say in V for Vendetta, the cops asking V, he goes, why did you take action years ago? And he goes, I didn't have enough people. I was waiting for you. Wait for somebody good. On the inside, I was waiting for you, Inspector. The Inspector goes, V goes, yeah, I was waiting for you. And then he says, oh, I must meet with V. And at that point, I figure out he's meeting with V. Because we're all V. And they tell us we're just animals and we're soulless and just join evil, big deal, everybody's dumb. But the globalists don't want to be run over. They don't want to be dominated. They want you to sit there and take it. It's not fulfilling to be a slave master. It's not fulfilling to be a slave. Let's really be free and lift each other up. I genuinely don't like seeing this race war stuff. The first day of Charlotte, I ignored it even though it was a top story because I'm sick of it. I don't want to sit here and laugh at these idiots. Or the cry. I mean, it makes me sick. I mean, if you saw a bunch of white people beating up black people because a black cop shot a white person, you'd say that's ridiculous. And it's we have to, they've had Congress people come out and say this is racist against white people and then apologize later. It is a race movement. It's being funded by a guy who uses sociology, no matter where he's at, in Africa, the Middle East, or Europe, Eastern Europe, to play groups off. Catholic against Orthodox. Sunni against Shiite. Tutu against Tutsi. I mean, it's what they do. They admit it. Learn about it. Admit you've been conned. I'm not talking to our audience. I know you've got it. We have a disproportionate amount of black Americans that listen that have got it more than I got. It's such a parent. And we need to find those folks. I hear them calling in and give them shows or get them to do shows and get them on air. People say, start a Spanish show to reach out to folks. I want the money. I need the funding. I want to do it. I'm trying. Believe me, we got a lot of stuff on the drawing board. But it comes down to financial support. Go buy the products. Go buy the Supermel Vitality, the X2, the Brain Force, the Lung Cleanse, the Colloidal Silver. Hell, you need it. It's changed my life. You're crazy if you don't have it. You're crazy if you don't share our links and our videos. The entire power structure, up to Hillary Clinton and above, is pulling their hair out that I am a political kamikaze. Tell them the truth, committed, and I'm never backing down. They just don't know what to do. Because if they kill me, it just makes me a martyr. But don't think for a minute I don't think I'm out of the woods. I don't want to die. But my spirit will not let me back down. My flesh is like, you need to back off all the time. You need to stop it right now. But my soul is like, no, you're going in, through, and beyond. He'll be back. Stay with us on the other side with David Knight and more. And I'll be back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. And in the big debate next Monday.
Will America awaken? Will we take back control of our republic from the globalists? There's only 45 days until the general election. This is the InfoWar.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
September 23rd, 2016. 45 days until the general election. The final countdown.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host this hour. We're going to talk to Harry Dent and his book, The Sale of a Lifetime, How the Great Bubble Burst of 2017 Can Make You Rich. Hey, I'd like to know that because that's about next year be right on my timeline to get rich. So I'm interested in talking to Harry about this. And, of course, he's been known as the demographics guy, but he's talking about something else in this book. He's talking, focusing really on bubbles. Joining us now is Harry Dent. Welcome, Harry.
Nice to be here, David.
You know, when we talk about bubbles, the first thing I think about, for some reason, is the Federal Reserve, you know, because we were sold this whole idea of a central bank because they told us that it was going to stop the business cycle, this destructive business cycle, and they did that a little bit before the Great Depression. So what they have done is taken control of our society, of our economy. But they haven't ended the bubbles just recently, and I want to get your comment on this. Just recently, Janet Yellen, head of the Fed, said she's not going to raise interest rates at this point. And Trump came out and said, well, you're working for Hillary. If he would raise interest rates, it would have had immediate negative consequences in the stock market, and it would have scared a lot of people. So you're working for them. And, of course, George H.W. Bush accused Alan Greenspan of keeping interest rates high to benefit Bill Clinton. What's your opinion on that? Do you think she made the right decision? Do you think the Fed is manipulating politics like they manipulate our economy?
Well, first thing, there's no accident when the Federal Reserve was created in 1913 that we had the greatest bubble back then in history in the Roaring Twenties, and then the Great Depression to follow it.
Mm-hmm.
The Federal Reserve prevents recessions, does not allow the economy to rebalance, constantly stimulates through lower and lower interest rates, and that will cause bubbles or make whatever bubbles are happening worse. So the Fed has made the wrong decision from the beginning. She can't raise interest rates now because they've got the economy so hooked on low interest rates and zero interest rates and stock buybacks and all this sort of stuff that they can't afford to raise them at all without the stock market getting in a tantrum and reacting, and then that will reverse the wealth effect they've created. So this whole rally since 2009 has been artificial, and people keep worrying about whether all this money printing is going to cause inflation. And I say, hey, the problem is not inflation. The problem is that we create bubbles even bigger than the last one, and when those bubbles burst, our economy is going to be in worse shape than ever.
Well, we've got a bubble here, and the question, I guess, is when are they going to hit it with a pin, or when is it going to burst of its own accord, and what do you think is going to happen when that bubble that they have created bursts?
Well, you know, I mean, this chart is a great example. People keep telling me, oh, Harry, we're not really in a bubble, and they give all types of reasons. I say, look, you got to agree that the late 94 to early 2000 tech bubble was a bubble, and everybody agrees on that.
Mm-hmm.
I say, okay, let's look at this stock bubble versus that one. And, of course, they lay right over each other. They look exactly identical. The only difference, this one is stretched a year and a half longer, 6.5 years, instead of the normal 5 years, which means it's even more stretched and it's going to burst even harder. So, you know, this is what happens. When you make money free, people will speculate. Companies will buy back their stocks. People will feel a little richer and spend more or borrow a little more, but it doesn't create real fundamental growth. Bubbles defeat themselves. So what you said earlier, David, yes, this bubble is going to burst on its own. Governments aren't going to stop lowering interest rates until they feel the economy strong, and this will never happen again. They're not going to stop stimulating. It's going to be that Italian debt crisis hits like Greece did, and they're impossible to bail out. It can be the fracking industries defaulting in the United States as oil prices continue to fall, as we've been forecasting for years. China bubble is the biggest in the world. That's going to burst. I look at all the bubbles around the world in this book. We've never seen such a global bubble, and we've never seen it in all sectors, commodities, stocks, you know, emerging markets, developed countries, real estate. It's everywhere. And we've got a whole bubble model that says, look, these are not black swans when they burst. They build exponentially, predictably over a certain number of years. And then when they peak, they're going to correct. Stocks are going to correct twice as fast as the bubble burst. And usually in the first 3 months, the stock market will make half of that big crash. So the people that wait to see if the bubble's going to burst is going to be too late. We tell people, get out now. We're getting close. By you know, we have this election coming up that's going to be volatile for the economy at first. But I think the big thing is now that the Fed did pause and did not raise in September, they're going to have to raise in December or look like they're never, ever going to raise and lose credibility. And Italy is going to be a default problem by early next year. And there's no way Europe can deal with that. No way.
Wow. Now you're talking about people not being able to see the bubble. I want to, if you guys can get a document cam here of an illustration out of Harry Dent's book here, Why We Can't See Bubbles. And so you've got a bell-shaped curve here, and you say we're at different points in this bell-shaped curve, as it's going up, people are very optimistic. They say we won't have any recessions anymore. When we get to the top and it levels out and it gets kind of soft and it's not doing anything and even maybe a little bit of a downturn, people say, well, it's going to be a soft landing. But you pointed out, as you just said, people are going to see the massive amount of value lost in just a short period of time. And that's what you see with this bubble, a massive fall off that is far worse than anybody said. Then you get to the trough. And people say, things are so bad, they'll never improve. I'm old enough to have seen this many times on many different issues. That's absolutely, that's a perfect illustration.
And, you know, David, real quick, what's behind this, and this is something we address in this book and all of my books, but especially in this book, we want to think that things go up linearly and incrementally and just get better, 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 and then you kind of go to heaven and stay there. Life, everything goes in cycles. And so we're projecting in straight lines. And so that's why the better things get, the better we think they're going to get. A smart investor understands the longer a market goes up and the higher it gets, the more downside and risk there is. And again, when it starts to flatten out, we say, oh, well, the government will do this or this will happen and we'll have a soft landing. We're just projecting the slowdown in a straight line. And then when it starts heading down and gets deeper, we say, oh, my gosh, it's going to go down perfect. This is human nature. We're really good at a lot of things, David, but we're terrible at forecasting. It's because we don't accept the ups and downs and the good and bad of life. We want all the good, all the boom, but none of the bust. And that's what the Federal Reserve wants. The Federal Reserve wants us to grow at 3-4% a year with 1-2% inflation and never have a recession. That would be the worst thing that could ever happen to economy, because the economy actually works off the opposite dynamics of boom and bust and inflation and deflation and innovation and creative destruction. That's what free market capitalism is about. The central banks have destroyed free market capitalism by taking over the markets and setting interest rates and asset prices. And special interests have taken over democracy because they now decide who gets elected or not, and all the money and stuff. They shouldn't be able to have these super PACs and stuff and influence primaries and elections. So we need a big reset, and we're going to get one. And my indicators say, and I got four powerful indicators that all point down in the next 3 years together, which only happened in the mid-70s and that giant crash, and in the early 30s, the Great Depression. So basically, this is destined to happen. And no, I don't care who gets elected, nobody's going to be able to prevent this next bubble burst. The bubbles always burst of their own extremes. It doesn't matter what causes them. The difference is, in this book, I can map out bubbles in different stages, tell you where you are approximately and how much downside there is, and how long it's going to take, because bubbles are actually quite predictable.
You know, one of the bubbles that you mentioned is the China bubble, and you talk about that in depth in your book. You talk about the fact that they are looking at an aging demographic that is even worse than our baby boomer demographic, as well as, and of course, we're also aware of what they've done with their real estate market, ridiculously inflating that. So both of these trends that are very disturbing in the U.S. market are even more disturbing in the Chinese market. I remember economists going back and drawing parallels to the Great Depression, saying, you know, at the time, the preeminent economy was the British economy, and America really was a secondary economy, but we were growing very quickly. Kind of the situation that you still see with the U.S. and China, where we're still kind of the older but more predominant economy, and they're the ones that are growing rapidly. And it's when that rapidly growing upstart has a problem and a burst that it really brings on the greater depression. Is that what you see happening with the China bubble bursting?
Yeah, let me give you that. I mean, China is the greatest bubble in modern history precisely because the government is driving their economy from the top down, centrally planned. Now, that's not socialism. That is communism. Mm-hmm. That's what failed in Russia. And we didn't learn, or at least China didn't learn the lesson from that. The Shanghai market, which you show, the real estate market, has gone up 8 times, 900% since 2000. Our real estate market went up 2.3 times and then crashed 34%, and it's got more to go. So you can't even compare these bubbles. China has 250 million people they've pushed in the last 2 decades into urban areas, and they're not even registered citizens. They got low skills. They're building stuff for nobody. That's what China's government does. They force and guarantee loans down at the local levels, and then the local communist governments give contracts to crony businesses to build stuff for nobody, to keep taking these people in from the rural areas. That's how they're growing so fast.
They've got these massive ghost cities that nobody even lives in. I mean, what?
Yeah.
That's an absolute perfect example of a centrally planned economy for the benefit of cronies within that who are doing the planning, isn't it?
It is. It's not just them. They do have empty cities, up to a million sitting empty. But worse than that, in their major cities, 27% of the condos or homes are empty. They're on electricity and not using any. So this is an independent survey. You can never listen to the government in China. They'll never tell you the truth. And so they so overbuilt it's crazy.
All right, we've got to go to a commercial break. We're talking to Harry Dent. His book is Sale of a Lifetime, How the Great Bubble Burst of 2017 Can Make You Rich. We're going to be right back with more of Harry Dent. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pure Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 post-paid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed, and the price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about Infidel body armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear Infidel body armor. Now get yours. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show this Friday, September 23rd, 2016. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Harry Dent about his book, Sale of a Lifetime, How the Great Bubble Burst of 2017 Can Make You Rich. And in the very first paragraph, let me read you what he says in the introduction. He says, some call me the demographics guy. Others call me that crazy guy. But at the heart of it, I'm a cycles guy. And we're in a time of extreme cycles. It's the times that are crazy, not me. And I think that's an interesting way to start the book because, Harry, you have written a lot about demographics. And there's a lot of demographics information in this book as well. You can't separate these things. They don't exist independently of each other. You know, the demographics drive cycles and so forth, and there's a lot of things that drive the cycles. You talk about past bubbles. You talk about cycles that are coming through here. And finally, you talk about profiting from it. I'm looking at this, and it's like, okay, with everything crashing, how do we make money out of this? And let me ask you, too, about the time frame. Tell us why you're saying that this is going to happen in 2017, because this year we saw massive decreases in oil beginning about a year ago or whatever, and continued to go down. But now oil is going back up. We've seen gold go up about $200 this year. Why are you certain of the time frame of 2017, and how do we profit from this?
Well, remember, one of the key indicators I've discovered in the last so many years, Ned Davis was a cycle guy, very good guy, who had this decennial cycle that said, you know what, most of the big stock crashes and recessions or downturns or crises come in the first 2.5-3 years of every decade. And I tell you, that worked like a charm in the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and early 2000s. But it didn't work in 2010 to 12 when it should have. And so when something doesn't work, I say, hey, what's wrong? And what I found is what's behind that cycle is sunspot cycles, which may average 10 years, but they come anywhere from 8 to 13, and only the best scientists can predict these things. So now I study these scientists. And this, basically, the last sunspot cycle was very stretched, and we had two major crises, the tech wreck and then the great financial crisis, 2008-2009, in the down cycle of the last one, which was extraordinarily long. And then we had this up cycle. And then in 2014, it turned down again, as the scientists predicted. And ever since, the stock market's gone down. I mean, gone nowhere, with more volatility. Now, this cycle points down for the next 3 years. And, of course, the last 3 years of this cycle, as predicted by scientists, should be the worst. So 2007 to 19 is when the greatest danger period is. Our demographic cycles point down into 2020 before they flatten out and don't turn up for a few years after that. Our geopolitical cycle since 9/11 still points down into early 2020. And our innovation cycle, with the peaking of the internet and Moore's law and computers, has peaked and doesn't turn around for a long time. So all of our cycles point down at the same time. But it's this sunspot cycle that most allows us to pinpoint danger periods, and that is 2017 to 19. Also, I mean, they've stretched this so far. Yes, the markets have no longer been going up in the last few years, but they're not going down because of endless stimulus. Well, again, I'm just waiting on one thing to go wrong, like an Italy default or a threatening default in Italy, or this Chinese. I mean, the Chinese stock bubble already started to burst in 2015. And guess what? It was down, just like typical, 45% in the first 3 months, even though it's eventually going to be down 80 or 90%. But that China bubble's been propped up by the government buying their own stock market. It's only gone sideways. When that next leg drops on stocks, then the Chinese investors are going to worry about real estate. And you saw that real estate bubble earlier. Chinese have 75% of their net worth in real estate versus 28% in the U.S. Their real estate is so overvalued compared to their economy, compared to ours. When that bubble bursts, it's going to take the entire world down. It's going to make the subprime crisis in the U.S. last time around look like nothing. So we're just waiting for something to go wrong. I'm just telling people, look, the stock market now is fighting headwinds in all of our cycles. And when something finally goes wrong, the first wave down is going to be down 30, 40, 50% in a matter of months. You're better to get conservative now. The key to what you first asked, how do you take advantage of these big crashes? You have to protect your money now. You have to take your money out of these bubbles in real estate and commodities and stocks. And note, these bubbles don't all peak at the same time, and they won't bottom at the same time. So commodities have already largely crashed. Oil has already been down 80%. Iron ore, 80%. Steel. Overall commodities are down 70%. Corn's down 70%. They may have some more to go, but those bubbles are probably going to bottom earlier. Stocks will come next, and in emerging countries first, and then down the road in real estate. Real estate takes the longest for bubbles to burst and to turn around. So we're going to be looking, we look in this book, but I'm going to be looking in my newsletters and stuff When is the time, when have we erased enough of these bubbles that you can invest long-term again? And that brings us back to the bubble models.
We'll have to stop there. We're out of time. Fascinating book. And if you want to know how to get rich, we didn't have time for him to tell us all of it. You can get the book, Sale of a Lifetime by Harry Dent. Thank you so much, Harry.
Yeah, saleofalifetime.com is the best.
We're on the march.
Great, thank you.
Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-Seed Oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enabled my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. Second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-Seed Oil produced a significant health event in my life. The kind that makes you feel you've been giving your life back with a bonus. And I'm 64.
5-Seed Oil and One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
Honey, I'm really worried about our retirement funds.
Oh, me too. We lost so much value in the recession and the stock market. I'm worried we won't have enough to retire.
Jim next door told me that he had set up a new kind of IRA with the Gold Silver Group. He said how simple and safe it was. It's a private storage IRA, and we could have real gold and silver in our hands.
Really? You mean we can actually see it and touch it?
Absolutely. Jim said we could have all the benefits of an IRA to help build our retirement income. Bottom line, we would own a real tangible asset, and we would have the security of knowing we're protected, no matter what the economy does. What do you think?
I think we need to find out how to get our own private storage IRA. We need to call the Gold Silver Group right now.
Are you ready to protect your future? Call 800-421-3432 now to find out how easy and safe it is to set up a private storage IRA with Gold Silver Group and find out how you can qualify for up to $700 in free silver. All transactions are privately delivered and fully insured. Please call us now. 800-421-3432. 800-421-3432.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
It's the time of the season.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Friday, September 23rd, 2016. I'm David Knight, and we're going to have an interview with Joel Gilbert, who wrote Dreams of My Real Father and There's No Place Like Utopia. He's also the guy behind the massive Times Square billboard that that got millions of dollars of publicity for $25,000. I did Donald Trump as Superman. Got so much attention. Absolutely amazing. Now he's got a viral video called Amerophobia. We have an article about that up at Infowars.com. We're going to be talking to him in the next hour. He's going to describe for us what Amerophobia is and how Hillary Clinton is suffering from it. We also have a clip that we're going to play in just a moment of an interview that Alex Jones had just a day or so ago with William Binney, talking about the real role of the NSA. And of course, William Binney was the technical head of the NSA for decades, and he was one of the key whistleblowers right after 9/11. William Binney, Thomas Drake, and others were very key whistleblowers, and it was looking at what they said and how the U.S. government, specifically the Obama administration, went after them. Because it wasn't the Obama administration, it was the Obama administration that went after Thomas Drake, trying to put him in jail for decades, saying that he had emails and documents that were not classified, but they should have been classified, and he should have known that they should have been classified. Does that sound familiar? Except that the documents that he had were nothing at all, and they were not classified. And they did drop that. It was totally made up, but that's the amazing double standard. But when Ed Snowden saw the way they treated Thomas Drake, that's when he did what he did, the way that he did it. It was because of what he saw. And you can see that in the Snowden film. And, of course, William Binney was not only former technical head of the NSA, but he was also a consultant to Oliver Stone on the movie Snowden. Excellent film if you haven't seen it. Take people who don't understand what this is about, take them to that film. You will have an amazing conversation afterwards. Hopefully it'll enlighten them as well. In the film, they show you Ed Snowden's life, and probably, like me, you don't know too much about Ed Snowden's life. And it's interesting to see some of the details of his life, but as they're going through his journey and his awakening, they show you how, basically as you walk through him in a dramatic film like this, that becomes your awakening as well. Walking you through the things that he experienced on the inside, you see what the real danger is. That's my hope. I think people will wake up if they see this film. It's an excellent film, very close to... so close to what is going on right now, and the essence of what is going on is very important. So we're going to play a clip for William Binney. Before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you that we have extended again the sale for Supermail Vitality. 20% off at InfoWarsLife.com. This has been extended for listeners. You know, we do these products trying to make it a win-win situation. We're trying to offer you the best products we can, the best nutraceuticals that we can find. You can read the reviews there. Other people agree with that as well. If you look at the number of five-star reviews, just the number of reviews that we have in general at our website, you can see what other people say these things are doing for them. But we want to offer you products that are going to help you, help your health, protect you from the contaminants that are in the environment. And it's the way that we fund ourselves, independent of big corporations that could pull the plug on our operation at any given point. So it is a win-win situation, and to thank you, we have extended this sale for Supermail Vitality, 20% off. We have extended that now. You can find that at InfoWarsLife.com. Also, ending very soon is the 20% off Secret 12. That is our high-powered vitamin B12 formula. It's in a liquid form. It's very easy to assimilate when it is liquid, easy to take. Not another pill that you have to take. It's a super formula that combines two ultra bioavailable forms of B12 into a single bottle. And you can see there's over 1,000 reviews on our website of that, 4.8 out of 5 stars when people talk about it. So again, our sale on B12, Secret 12, 20% off, and Supermail Vitality, 20% off. You can see those both at InfoWarsLife.com. Let's go to the William Binney clip now. There's an article that we have up on InfoWars.com. Whistleblower says, and that's what that's another capacity of William Binney. He's been former technical head of the NSA. Whistleblower and consultant himself to the Snowden film. He says the NSA is the backbone of world surveillance state. Here's that clip.
What about a larger plan? I mean, I know it's about looting and making money, hundreds of billions of dollars, you know, globally a year by these companies, but what's the master strategy on building this technocracy? I mean, do they have one?
I think it's Well, this is my impression, okay? Certainly, it is population control, but not just of any given country, but of the world. And so what they're after in direct, and I think the Obama has stated this from various points, that he wanted a world community. So I think that's probably what they're after. In order to do that, they have to be able to control the people of the world. So in order to do that, you have to have knowledge of them to know who's doing what so you can stop it or manipulate it any way you want.
William Binney, that is the most profound thing I think I've ever heard you say, and you've said a lot of profound things. This is the key for a technocracy world government program, and Davos admits that's their plan, but here you are, the former leader of the National Security Agency, telling us that that's what they're building, a beast system. if you're not a Christian, it almost makes you one, doesn't it?
Yeah, amazing interview. You need to watch that interview as well that Alex had with William Binney. William Binney always spot on. He understands this better than anybody, and he is an honest patriot. He and people like Thomas Drake and the other NSA whistleblowers, they were concerned about the Constitution. They were concerned about individual liberty. And one of the things that William Binney said in the interview with Alex Jones, another reason you should watch it, I don't have a clip of that, but he talked about how it's becoming mercenary, how it is being outsourced to corporations. And, of course, that was one of the key things at the time that they left. They said, look, we've got a program that was written by people who worked for the NSA. We've got a program that will go through and find people that are dangerous and narrow the search down. But you went outside of the NSA and you paid a tremendous amount of money to a corporation that gave you a system that, if it works, creates a bigger haystack to try to find that needle in. And you're actually making it more difficult to find people. And you spent a great deal of money to do that. And it was in that struggle that, you can see Forrester gets demoted and he's in the Snowden movie. But it's through that struggle that they gradually began to realize some of the other issues and the dragnet surveillance. It was by making that haystack larger, they also violated the Constitution. And so when they're outsourcing this increasingly to private corporations, and of course, Ed Snowden was working for one of these private corporations that they outsourced it to. As they do that, understand that what is happening is that you're getting a mercenary intelligence system. People who are for sale to the highest bidders. And it's replacing citizens and patriots who are working for the NSA. You understand? It's like the Army. I'm concerned about a standing army, and I don't like a draft either. I don't want people being forced into military service. Perhaps the best example would be something like they have in Switzerland. We have some required training. What they're doing in Switzerland is they're creating a citizen militia. They have people there who know how to use firearms. You have required training, but they don't necessarily enslave people, and they certainly don't send their troops off to fight in foreign wars. Switzerland doesn't do that. That's one of the reasons why they've been isolated in peace even during World War II. They had a citizenry that was capable of defending itself, and they set up those borders there. But when you go from a militia and a citizen army to a professional army that becomes increasingly mercenary, that's how they can use them for these different purposes. And it gets even worse when you talk about a professional mercenary intelligence system, because now those people can come in and they can be more interested in looking at emails of people who might give them insights into the stock market or grabbing corporate secrets from all over the world, things that would personally enrich them. And not only that, but because their fundamental loyalty is to the almighty dollar or gold or the franc or whatever it is that they can cash it in at the given time, because they're mercenaries, they're not interested in protecting you. So this whole thing that is being sold to us, that you have to give up your freedom for the promise of security, goes away, doesn't it? And, of course, it was a lie to start with. To the degree that you give up your freedom, you become a slave. And they always want to come in and say, oh, just a little bit of slavery, just a little bit of slavery. But it's an incremental bargain. And to the degree that you're a slave, you're not free. You will never be free. Slaves are never free. Slaves are never safe. They are never protected. They're never prosperous. Okay? So to the degree that you give up that freedom, to the degree that you enslave yourself to the system because they promise you that they'll make you safe or you'll be more prosperous or whatever, to that degree you become a slave, and slaves are never free. Slaves don't own anything, as a matter of fact. And when we're talking about that, I think, you know, when we look at the global system, we've seen a lot of stories, and this is accelerating in this last week, because the federal government has come in and said, we're going to regulate these self-driving cars. We've talked about the technology behind it before. We've talked about the lie that these things are so safe that nobody is ever going to die again from an automobile accident. You know, when I look at that line that's being sold by Volvo and other people like that, I remember when nuclear power was sold to us and we were told it's going to be so cheap You won't even have to put electric meters out there. And don't worry about any of the safety issues, okay? There are always issues with any technology. But when we started seeing this last week, the kind of articles that are coming out about self-driving cars, what you need to understand is that this is now becoming very quickly about Agenda 21, about Agenda 2030, those UN agendas, where they want to keep you in the city. How are they going to keep you down on the farm once you've seen Gay Paree? How are they going to keep you locked downtown after you've seen the suburbs and the exurbs and the rural areas that you would prefer to live in? Because people typically don't like to be packed into little tiny boxes like rats. But that's what Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, the agenda for sustainable development that's being sold to us by the UN. They want you to live closely packed into the cities in little 200-square-foot apartments. And, of course, we've seen the map of the United States where they have the areas where people are going to live, a few mega cities, and the rest of the United States where it's off limits. And you might ask yourself, well, they could never keep us out of there. Well, it's all about transportation. And when you look at these stories that have come out, here's a couple that are on Drudge Report today. Bloomberg, robot rides may force error-prone human motorists off the road. Because, you know, we're dangerous and the cars are just perfect. They say new rules for the road for robot cars coming out of Washington this week could lead to the eventual extinction of one of the most defining archetypes of the past century, the human driver. See, because cars should not serve, what they're really telling you is cars should not serve the needs of the public. Cars should serve the needs of the globalist few. People like Lyft, people like Uber, will control all transportation, working with the government as their chosen partners. Because the government sees this as a way to keep you tied down, to shut off your mobility, and then when you do have it, to tax and attract, to tax you and track you everywhere you go. But understand also that the government wants to participate in this. As they point out in Bloomberg, they say regulators are accelerating the shift. Yeah, they're accelerating the shift. See, this isn't even regulatory capture. This isn't even the kind of crony capitalism that we've seen in the past. This truly is Agenda 21, Agenda 2030. Because what they want to do, and it is the essence of their business model, and I talked about this on Monday night's Nightly News. There was a blog post that was put out by the co-founder of Lyft, the current president, John Zimmer. And in it, he spent so much time, he said it was the third transportation revolution. The first one being trains, the second one being the car as we know it, and the third one being what I would call toll cars. Do you like toll roads? I don't like toll roads. As a matter of fact, toll roads, people dislike toll roads so much that the toll road that they put here in Texas is going bankrupt. But this is not a state story when we talk about toll roads. This is a national story. Because this toll road, the bankers who backed it, and the foreign corporation, Centro, which is a Spanish corporation that owns it and owns many of the toll roads throughout America. As a matter of fact, in North Carolina, where I came from, that same company is trying to do the same deal in North Carolina, even as this one here is going bankrupt. And they play games. You may not realize, if you don't look at this, the games that are being played. Here in Texas, as they built that toll road, you may have heard they got the speed limit up to 85. Well, that was on the toll road. And just as crony capitalists always do in these private-public partnerships. Oh, partnerships. You know, like Trans-Pacific Partnership, the Transatlantic Partnership. It's when the government and multinational corporations get together and they do something wonderful. They consolidate their wealth and power. They shut you out. They turn you into a renter because they're going to own everything. So you're going to rent the roads, but they've got an even better plan for you. You're not even going to have your own car. You're going to rent the road and the car from them. And one of the things that they do, that they did here in Texas, they raised the speed limit up to 85 on the toll road. And at the same time, they worked out a deal with the Texas Department of Transportation to lower the speed limits on adjacent roads from 65 to 55. How's that? So you'd try to force you onto their road. Not only that, but they got a deal put in where they banned any improvements to the adjacent roads and any new construction, adding any new roads around there. And then They also have traffic lights over and over and over again on feeder roads around. They've increased the number of traffic lights, dropped the speed limit, so forth and so on. But you know what? People still won't ride these things. Many people like me object to them on principle. So what they are doing is they're going out of they're going bankrupt, and they're taking this system. The bankrupt system is really underwritten more by federal loans than it is by state loans. So even if you're not in Texas or North Carolina or New Jersey or New York, you're going to pay for those as well. But that is the model of ownership. I've got Alex on the phone right now. Alex, go ahead. Oh, okay. He was on the phone and we just lost him. But as we look at this, what I was going to say about the transportation revolution, he really wasn't talking so much about transportation, but he was talking about cities. And you have to understand, this is why I say this is about Agenda 21 and about Agenda 2030. As you look at this blog post from the Lyft co-founder and president, the vision that you get from him and the vision you get from all these people are that cities are wonderful. We should all be living in the cities. And you know what? If you like cities, that's fine. Go ahead and live there. But they want to coerce you into the cities. And so to do that, they tell you that cars are the problem. So cities are the solution and cars are the problem. No, we have known throughout history cities have been the center of plagues, of disease, of oppression, of overcrowding. Thomas Jefferson said they're a plague to the health, the wealth, and liberties of man. No, cities are the plague. Cars are the solution. The suburbs are not a problem. People went there to escape the city. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Reality check. Rampant hacking. Identity theft. Mass surveillance. Defending yourself today is not an option. It's a requirement. Introducing the Conceal Shield Travel Pack from DefenderShield.com. Conceal Shield is cutting-edge wireless blocking technology that eliminates all signals, including EMF, GPS, and RFID. Place cell phones, credit cards, IDs, and other trackable items into the Conceal Shield, and they become totally invisible. Get Conceal Shield now at DefenderShield.com. Use promo code CONCEAL for 10% off. Guard your privacy, secure your data, and protect your health with Conceal Shield.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pure Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Big Talk. Big Talk. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we've got Alex Jones on the line. He heard me talking about self-driving cars, and he's actually on the road, but he's not in a self-driving car. He's actually driving the car himself. Joining us now is Alex. Go ahead, Alex.
Well, absolutely. You know, we attack these self-driving cars because they're constantly crashing and having problems. They tell us they're perfect. But the globalists admit, as you said, it's about taxing us by the mile. It's about taking humans out of their environment, basically capturing us, totally controlling us, making us be domesticated. Everything that we see is about not having lemonade stands, not having Amex, not having farmers markets. I'm starting a movement in the next few weeks and even a foundation where we're going to basically start putting labeling on, saying humans were involved in its productions, humans delivered it, humans actually, you know, were paid for being involved in it. The globalists.
That's a great idea.
Back to Malthus. Can you hear me, David?
Yeah, that's a great idea. I was going to say better than made in the USA, made by humans.
Absolutely. Yeah. So going back, it's not that we're against technology. It's that the globalists admit, going back to the time of Malthus, almost 300 years ago, he said everybody will be in compact cities. It'll be horrible. They're all subhuman. They'll all die. You know, the world will collapse by 1800. It didn't happen. And so eugenics then got picked up, and that's all this is Rahm Emanuel's brother, you know, saying, we're going to have a monopoly, and you won't even be able to drive your car. It'll be our software. It'll be our cars. This is a group of criminals trying to regulatorily take over and then just take humans out of the equation completely and put us into this, you know, automated control grid. But the answer is exposing what it is. You know, they come out with arrogant statements like, within 5 years, you know, the feds say they're going to make the roads only for driverless cars. Well, we're not going to let them do that. Okay, we're going to say no to this. We understand it. But they try to make it sound like you will be assimilated. We are the Borg. Nothing can stop us. This is the Borg. So AI that is globalist directed and monopoly driven, just like they staged the stock market and the interest rates and the currency rates, must end. But so William Benny said yesterday, not just that there's a global surveillance grid. He said it's a global government. The surveillance grid is the corporate world government. A corporate world government is financing the surveillance grid, getting all the countries to tie into it to, quote, have the surveillance power, giving rings of power to the dwarves, the elves, and to the men who lust after power beyond anybody else. But then in secret, he forges one ring to rule them all, and in the darkness bind them. This is the beast system. It is the technocracy. We're not against technology, folks, but we're against, just like we're not against guns. Or against how this is being deployed and who wields it. Baby, you're doing a great job. God bless you. Back to you.
Thank you, Alex. And, you know, when you talk about one ring to rule them all, it's one technology to bind them in the cities. You know, we can talk about the privacy issues. We can talk about the safety issues. But when I look at this, and as Alex mentioned, the article is up on the Drudge Report, human drivers could soon be banned from the roads. And this is a very specific road, Interstate 5 between Seattle and Vancouver. This is what the politicians want to do. And they will be able to cut you off and keep you in the cities if we allow them to do it. This is why it is very important for us to understand where the long-term plan is for this. We've talked about Agenda 21 for so long. They changed the name. They changed it to Agenda 2030. They got more specific. They said, you know, Agenda 21 was just the 21st century sometime. Now it's 2030. And they talk about it being sustainability. It hasn't changed. They've just put a more firm time frame on it. But understand that the issue is to keep you in the cities. And one of the ways that they do that is to say, well, we're not going to let you have cars in the city. One of these articles where it said only there's going to be a lot of cities that are going to come in, and the only cars that they will allow will be self-driving cars. And then two paragraphs down, they say, well, a lot of these cars won't be able to drive very well. They won't drive very quickly. They won't be able to drive in bad weather. So what will you be doing? You'll be walking in bad weather. They're going to narrow the roads. They're going to widen the sidewalks. They're going to keep you on foot and locked in the cities. That's the plan. If you understand it, you can fight it. Stay with us. We're going to come back with Joel Gilbert, who will be joining us in the next hour.
Will America awaken? Will we take back control of our republic from the globalists? There's only 45 days until the general election. This is the InfoWar.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.